All right, guys, I want to welcome you all to the WebEx. Over the next few minutes, we are going to show you how to make a quick and easy and efficient plan for your business using the 90-Day Planner. Where you can download this is if you go to pathfinders.biz and go to the Monday WebEx page. Across the top, you will see a success key. And on that success key, it actually has, you click it, and you can download the Pathfinders Program Guide. And this is what we use to stay accountable, not only in our business, but for the Pathfinders 3 program. Over the next couple of minutes, show you how to make a quick and easy plan. We want to empower you so that you have tracks to run on. This is going to facilitate that, so it'll be a really neat thing. And our goal here is to equip you to unlock your own potential so that you not only have a plan, but you have a way to execute it, stay accountable, build community. And the other thing this does, if everybody on the team is using the same basic format, what you can do is duplicate as well as communicate more effectively. So this is going to be designed to help empower you to kind of unlock your potential. I'm going to share my full screen here once again because it will be a little bit easier to see the 90-day plan. But when you pull it up, you'll notice on the first page right there, you basically have, our goal is to give you the tracks to run on. You can see the little table of contents down as you scroll down. I'm going to run them through one page at a time. The first page is basically your framers page to keep you focused, to help you understand what it is that you should stay focused on. And we call this the must-dos versus the can-dos. And anytime you're starting a business, you always want your business to do what it must do to be profitable and successful. And everything that you do that you can do will always detract from the must-dos. So we want to keep people focused on must-dos, not only because it's more profitable, but also it's more time-sensitive. When people have jobs and careers, especially your newer folks that are just getting started, it's in your best interest to help them be focused and going down a track so that when they spend an hour on each end, it's an hour well spent. Those basic things are use all the products. That doesn't take you any time at all. And I want you all to use as many of the products as much as possible because that's basically, that is your story. That is your testimonial. Being a product to the products isn't everything. Isn't the only thing. It's everything. Okay. They know their success calendar, so they know their big events. They're one, one, and one. And your basic time commitment in your business for people to get started to help people understand that this is kind of because you can treat Nikon like a business or you can treat it like a hobby, and it will pay you accordingly. The minimum entry for being a serious business builder is one, one, and one. And that's one call a week, which is what we're doing, and your accountability call. That one preview a week, which you're dedicating one night a week to the presentation where you're going to be able to share the business with your prospects, and one Saturday a month, which is going to be your bigger event or your training. So a lot of people will say to Paige and I, hey, I'm real busy. I don't know if I can do this business. I'll turn around and say to people, could you do one, one, and one to build yourself a business to make $5,000 or $10,000 a month the rest of your life and up, which is one phone call, one conference call a week. You're going to do one preview a week and one Saturday a month. Now, you guys on the live side, that's a pretty doggone reasonable plan, one, one, and one, to get your business started, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Now, of course, and then if you look at the next one, the next part of that is making your daily contact. Hey, my wife and I are bringing a great business here. If you'd like to take a peek, take my business card. That you work into the life that you're building anyway, while you're out and about, or you take your time and you make a few phone calls. So that's the part of the business. It may take you 15 minutes or 20 minutes a day that you're going to do in the course of your natural life. And then you're going to fill your meetings with prospects and your events with your team. So you're going to promote things. When you've got your calendar down, your job is to connect new people into your events, whether it be a WebEx or whether it be convention, whether it be a preview, and then they're also messaged not only externally to prospects, but internally to your own team so that you're working to connect people into those events. Paige and I have always built the business the smart way, meaning if I know where a preview is and I connect 10 people into the preview, then I'm working 10 hours. For example, we're going to San Antonio tomorrow to do a preview, or we're going up to Dallas on April 17th to do a preview. If I'm in Dallas, and I know that's a big preview, and it's at a great venue at the Hyatt, and it's right by the ballpark at Arlington, what I'm going to be doing for the next 2 weeks is I'm going to be connecting people, and then my real goal is to not only bring people, but to help those people bring people, and I want to walk in and mob the room. I want to work towards that event like it's a big event. And what's the most important event, guys? Anybody want to tell me?
The next one.
The next one. treat everything like it's the biggest event in the world. Be a boxing promoter. This is the greatest thing ever. Be Donald Trump. This is the most fantastic apartment building in the world. Why do you guys think Trump always says have you guys ever noticed whenever he gets interviewed, he doesn't say, yeah, that's a nice tie I designed. He says, the tie is fantastic. The tie looks amazing. That is an awesome piece of clothing. Have you guys ever noticed how a lot of your big shots in marketing do that?
Yep.
Your energy is going to determine that. It's either, would you like to come to a preview next Tuesday, or we have a great event with an awesome speaker coming in, man. This is going to be huge. We're kicking off the city. That's how you promote events. So stay focused on these things until your check allows you the freedom to do administrative activities, you know, such as pushing papers around or setting up events and all that nonsense. You know, stay focused on driving your own business, okay? So there's a sample calendar. Make sure you get a daytime or a calendar. Use your cell phone, use your iPad, whatever you're comfortable with, but get a calendar down so you control your time, not your time controlling you. Whoops, went a little bit too far. The next page is real simple, how to know you're on the right track. These are some of the basic benchmarks in the business that you're going to know you're moving in the right direction. They're important to know, and I want you to know them now. Your first goal is benchmark one, is you want to average for at least 3 months 10 new people coming into your group for a month. If you get that happening, you're going to start to go into the momentum phase because you're not just doing it once, you're doing it again, and chances are some of those people will be duplicating themselves. If you see 10 people coming in 3 months in a row, you've hit phase one. The second phase, which is when it really starts to happen, is when you've got 30 people coming into your group for 3 months in a row, and that generally is when you're looking at the gold, the platinum level, when your group starts to really fatten out, you're starting to make the really nice checks, and that's when you know you've crossed into tier one. So if you're wondering, okay, I've got to make a career out of Nikan, how do I do it, how do I set volume goals, I want you all to understand that if you're setting those kind of goals, they're irrelevant until you have this goal, which is to get that first benchmark of 10, because volume comes from people. Let me ask you the question. Does volume come from people, or do people come from volume? It should be obvious. Have you guys ever ordered a product and a person showed up? Of course not. No, so I want you guys to understand it. And did you notice when you got your distributor kit, there were no people in it? So I want you guys to understand that if you're bringing in people, even if they don't end up being giant business builders, you're still bringing raw product into your business. And then if you start working under those people and getting referrals, your business is going to grow. So we always tell people, get that number up and get the people connecting in, and then good things are going to happen by proxy. 30 is your second goal. And then you know you're making a six-figure income and above when you've got about 100 a month coming into your business. Okay, those are the three goals. So if you're in this business and you either want to start your business or you want to restart your business, it's a very simple, elegant goal. Get 10 a month coming in, start connecting some of those people in with the infrastructure, and you're going to get a big business. Okay, easy as that. Now, here's the first set of goals I want you to do is what rank will you be by the end of the quarter? You notice it's blank. Everybody in those calls a different rank. Set your goal. What awards will you accomplish? You know, what do you want to earn? Either team awards such as the Pathfinder Eagle or corporate awards such as you're going to win a convention trip. What other goals do you have for the quarter? It might be you're going to lose 20 pounds because I got a newsflash for you guys. If you're a Nikan consultant talking to people about health, you might want to look like you're not ready to have a coronary. And that's just a fact. So, you know, have goals that are congruent with your business, that represent you the way you want to be represented. It may be I'm going to dedicate an extra night a week to my business. It may be I'm going to read a book that's a positive book every morning. Any goal in that that's going to help you achieve your goal, any goal that's going to help you achieve your goals, put it in there. Monthly goals. This is where you're going to go in there and scratch down it. I do not want you guys getting out an abacus, especially you analyzers, and trying to put every single cent down on here to where you start to micromanage your business. We want, and by the way, some of you will use this very in-depth, and some of you will use it a lot more surface-wise. Like, I'm more of a promoter personality. I would sketch out goals on this more than I would sit here for 3 hours and trying to back volume into these. A couple goals that make sense. PGV is your personal group volume. New Frontlines is who you personally sponsored. And Total New Consultants is how many people come into your group. So the difference between a frontline and Total New Consultants is a frontline is somebody that you personally signed up, and total new are people that not only you signed up, but people down beneath them, okay? So, Jeremy, you just signed up Jake. That would be one front line for you. When Jake signs up somebody else, that would be two in your downline for total new consultants. Now, if you're below the rank of silver, and silver is a three-month rolling silver, I think the lowest goal you might want to have if you're seriously running for silver is about 7,000, what is it, about 6,600 points, because you're going to knock off a third of your silver pin each month. You may want to say, I'm going to hit 5,000 this month, you're going to hit 10,000 this month, you may be able to put 20,000 in there, but I would suggest if you're below silver, you start to attack it and bite it off in chunks, and then you play stress with your, and then you play chess with your packs, play chess with your beds, play chess with your bigger ticket items to knock that volume out, while at the same time you're playing the numbers game of bringing in a lot of people so that you have more at-bats for people that will want beds and packs. So there's a blend there. You're going to bring in numbers to get your multiplier, and then you're going to get a percentage of those people that will want everything from a power chip to a king-size bed. The more people you have, the more people you're going to have at all different volume speeds, and that's how you guarantee volume. And remember, if all you got's one person in your group, you're going to be working real hard if they're hesitating to do anything to hit your goal. You always want to have enough people to where you've got the room to hit your goals, okay? As far as the more advanced goals, this is for your people that are silver and above. Your personal group volume is separate from the people in your group that go silver. They're called breakaways. If you're below silver, don't worry about this too much right now. But understand that if you're above silver, that's where you're going to put your organizational volume. And then your check amount, that's the check that you'd like to earn this month. And it will tell you something when you put in the goal and then see the actual. It will be very useful. You notice we do not have the names of the months written in there. That is because we want you to be able to download this anytime and add in your own month to that. So these are your basic goals. They shouldn't take you any more than 5 to 10 minutes to sketch in to do this. And you basically lay these out like once a month, okay, and have those laid down and done. So the next one is your weekly activities. This is actually a checklist. This is informational so that you know what your level of output was at a minimum so that you have some idea of what your work was. So if you look back and you say, man, and by the way, I suggest you archive these planners. Get a binder and get some tabs and start to keep your 90-day planners and keep an archive of them so you can look back. When I went silver, this is how much work I did. It will tell your downline a lot. Another thing here, people say, well, my business isn't growing. If I open up and I don't see any contacts in your planner and I see you didn't go to any events for the month, I'm going to understand that. So keep track of those. Those are just check marks. It just takes a second to complete them. And then the next page is your weekly process tracking. Now, this is a page where we're going to kind of keep track of the numbers to find out what your number is and to also understand how many people you're actually talking to. Contacts is easy. How many people did you meet, hand a card to? How many people did you engage? How many people did you basically give your catchphrase to? Your ABC, which is your quick look, that's people that have seen the 8-minute video, is this for you? It's people that have seen the water demo video. It's people that maybe went in and checked out your personal web page. It's basically people that did any of the short, under 10-minute steps to just investigate whether they're interested at all, okay? So, and sometimes contacts in that ABC will be the same thing, and sometimes they'll be different. I'm not as interested here in handcuffing you to make you follow a particular step with every single person. What we're doing here is giving you a way to think that you meet people, you show them a little, then they want all the information, and then they sign up. I want you to be less concerned with being handcuffed to a process than I want you to be with connecting people in and understanding that you take people from some interest and then they drive themselves up into a lot of interest. So your previews, your WebExes, such as your ignition sequences, that's going to be your decision step. That's when people say, wow, that video looks cool, what's next? You invite them to a preview. You bring them on the ignition sequence. You put them on a WebEx. That's that second step. So if you've got 6 people watching an ignition sequence, guys, you're going to have 3 to 4 of those people, or at least 2, buy something. If you put 1 on it, your odds aren't as good. Okay, it just makes sense. And keep your goal, and then get your actual, and that's going to help you find your number. Now, even to participate in the Pathfinders program at all on the live side, to be on a team, you have to at least be a senior consultant or above. So people that have gotten their wellness homes or sold it, I don't care how you did it, that's number one. The second article of participation is doing five ABCs a week, which is five new contacts a week. Your minimum number in here to be participating in a program should be about five. And by the way, if you really want to think about that, there's 52 weeks in a year. You take that times five, you're talking about 260 or something contacts. Even if you're getting 10%, you've got 26 front lines in a year just by being consistent. Okay? Now, you can, of course, do a bigger number than that, but five is the benchmark number for participating in the program. You can see we've got all three of months in a 90-day plan, and then you can see sponsored. That's real easy. When they get an ID number, they became a consultant. Simple as that. So that's the basics of the 90-day plan. The next page is your heart of prospecting. I want you to take a minute and write this out. Why should someone join you in business? Not why did you join NECN, but why should someone join you in business? This is critical. This is the question they're asking. Yes, they're getting a NECN membership, but they are absolutely unequivocally also connecting to you. For my wife and I, we know that that this is what we do. We're committed to it. We know the people that come into our group. We'll give them the best we got. We'll give them the training, the support. We'll give them the love. We'll give them the truth. We know that people attached to us will be connected to a team of people that are serious about their business and who are going places. And I'm very proud to stand in front of somebody and say, and I'm going to tell all of you on this call, I'm a good sponsor. My wife is a good sponsor, and we're really good upline. And I'll tell you right now, we are jamming upline. And I want all of you guys on this call to look yourselves in the mirror tonight, and I want you to tell yourself what a fantastic sponsor you are. Can you guys all do that for me tonight?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Do you guys think if you don't believe that, anybody else is going to believe it?
No way.
I want you guys to start repeating to yourself how lucky the people are that sign up in your groups. And that's not arrogant. That just means we're a committed, focused group of people dedicated to helping other people get their lives better. Next, we want you to write out why you got involved in the NECN business, not your product story. Why did you select to use this as a business vehicle? It may have started with a product story, but what made you transition to where you wanted to earn a living doing this? What was the thing that grabbed you? What was what attracted you to it? Because this is going to be your conversation. When people say, how did you get into that business? Where you're going to say, well, you know, my wife and I were working really hard in corporate jobs, and we didn't have any time to see each other. We saw this company. It was a great way to earn a living. It looked like something we could believe in. And so this is going to allow you to converse with people briefly, and you will use that two-minute story 500,000 times over the next 5 years. Usually what happens is people say, what do you do? Say, well, we're helping to bring a major corporation here from Japan that's part franchise, part home business, part major corporation. They've got the most advanced wellness technologies in the world, and they've created that new business model that lets us work from home, and we're looking for partners that would like to earn an income anywhere from small to big from helping other people connect to this company. That's my catchphrase. Then people will say, well, how'd you get involved with that? Well, you know, I was an engineer at Steelcase working 60 hours a week. I was burned out. I was very depressed that was going to be my future. When I saw the NECN vehicle, it looked like something I could believe in. It looked like the kind of business that would help my family live the way we wanted to live. And it has just been such a blessing to us. That's the difference between a catchphrase and a two-minute story. Write those out. You get them down. And I think it was Big D that said this, get it down cold so you can serve it up hot. I think you took it from somebody else, but I stole that from you. So that is a good thing. Right. Next, I'm going to go back to stopping to share my screen, and then we're going to get to some questions here in just a second. The last two pages of your planner are your silver action plans. As you guys know, you can go silver in 1 month, or you can go silver in up to 3 months with combined volume. So it's very, very easy to go. You just have to tabulate the points and play it like a game. So going silver is not only you, but three seniors across your front line. And our first goal in this business is what's called a NECN business unit. And, of course, this makes sense because it takes three seniors to go silver. Three seniors to go silver. It takes three silvers to go gold, three golds to go platinum, three diamonds to go royal diamond, and so on and so forth. So our first goal for you is to help you find three people that want to build the business with three people under each of them. That's your first basic goal. What this is a place where you can track it. And what we do here is we don't sign up necessarily Aunt Betty that just bought a pair of mag steps. We put in these boxes people that say, yes, I want to build the business, and then are doing the things that, you know, are congruent with building the actual business. They're getting their packs. They're getting connected in the calls. And I'm of the opinion that, if you guys focus on that and build it, you're going to have a very solid business with a lot of volume, but you're also going to have a business full of leaders. And the saying in this business is if a leg has three leaders in it, that the leg is considered basically secure. So in this scenario, just this one duplication, you're putting four in there. So what we're doing here is the basic principle. You go wide for income. The more people you sponsor, the more money you make. And you go deep for security by helping there be people under those people. So that's the basic gist of it. You make your 90-day plan. If you are above the rank of silver, we're looking at a platinum or above run. And just to kind of focus on this, you can reach that yourself. But you're looking to put leaders in legs that are self-driven, self-motivated, that want to go out and build their business. You're looking for people that are able to sponsor. You're looking for people that are able to get a slideshow downloaded and give the thing. So those are the people you're looking to build. You can see some of the guidelines. And your goal is going to be to find six silvers and then help them duplicate, or six golds, whatever you want to do, however it breaks out. But you're basically looking now to build that instead of putting just people in those boxes. You're looking for silvers and above in those boxes. And as you fill them in, you will achieve the higher pin ranks. So that's the basics of a 90-day plan. It's extremely simple to do. Now, when you get to your Pathfinders 3 calls, the basic gist of what we're going to do is very simple. We're going to take you, what do we get on the call? And the first question, as you know, is what are your goals? And at the beginning of the month, you're going to come on board and you're going to say, okay, my goal this month is I'm going to knock out 7,000 out of my 20,000 points for silver at least. My goal, of course, is 20. My minimum is 7, so I will at least be executive. I will also achieve my Pathfinder's pin in the next quarter for being on every call. I will also qualify for the convention contest. My goal also is to lose 15 pounds and to start to get myself healthier. Below that, my goals are I will achieve at least, as I said, 5,000 to 7,000 points this month. My goal is to have at least 3 new front lines, and I want to have 10 people total in my organization. Down below that, we will go into, as far as my weekly process tracking, our next question will be, were you complete or incomplete? Yes, I was complete because last week I did 5 ABCs. If I only did 3, I am incomplete. And at that point, you will say, what was your actual contact number? And they will say, I was complete plus 5 if you did 10, or I'm complete plus 10 if you did 15. And then we're going to ask you a question, how many people did you sponsor? We're not going to look at the middle numbers. You're just going to say, how many did you personally sponsor during the week on the check call? So then when you go back to the second call and you do your checks, you're going to go down and you're going to say, are you on track to achieve your volume goal this month, yes or no? Okay. And then the second thing you're going to come down to do, how are you on your awards? And then you're going to kind of check down on your volume goals. Are you on target for your volume goal? Are you on target for your sign-ups? And you're going to take a second with each of those people and discuss them. And then the third part of the call is going to be, why are you so rocking and hitting your goals, or what are the challenges holding you back right now? Now, I want you guys to remember, we will not be having 9 and 15 people on a one-hour call to where we have 15 seconds per person. We're looking anywhere from 3 to 6, not or about 10 on the high side. So you're going to be able to really engage with these folks and ask them and then have the team problem solve each other. That's the basic flow of the call. Every call will flow a little bit differently because you're going to have different hosts and different people, but that's the base mechanism of the call, is running through those basic elements of the 90-day plan. And that is your 90-day planner. So you fill one out kind of for the quarter, you fill them out for the month, you stay on top of it. At the end of the month, you download it, fill out another one, and then it will guide you through the next 90 days. So that, guys, is the gist of a 90-day plan. I hope you enjoy it. We are going to have a great time with it, and it will empower you to build your business. Now, I just stopped the recording because that was 24 minutes. We're going to upload that onto Pathfinders next to the 90-day planner so people not only have it, but have a recording of how to use it.
Cool.
My question to you guys is, what questions do you have after hearing that, and what are your thoughts? And I really want you guys to engage this. I know I didn't prep you for that. That's one of the things we're going to work on April 21st. But does anybody have any thoughts, questions, or comments?
I think it makes it out real clear.
Did you guys feel that was pretty clear?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Cool. Now, Jeremy and Jake, you guys are running from silver. Do you guys see how to use the tracking and the planner? Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah, that's something I've actually been really looking for.
Okay, right on, man. Those are the basic goals. And all of you on this call, do you guys understand the value of hitting that 10 people signing up per month in your group benchmark?
Yes.
What tends to happen is people go after like one person, try to sell them a pack all month, and then you're hooking everything onto one or two people. The numbers is what you're looking to put in, and then connect those people in with the next step of the process. Everything that you do in the process should be an upsell to the previous set. So when you sit down and show somebody your PWP with the water video, you say, check out how cool this is. We did that. We went to a billion faster than McDonald's with magnets. I want to show you our latest technology. We're going to go even bigger with that. Do you see the potential of that? They say yes. Say great. Well, the next step is, my question is, would you like to get a membership, or would you like to see a full presentation to kind of see how it all breaks down? Then I'm going to connect them into the comp plan or the wellness preview. I'm going to connect them into the ignition sequence. So the vision keeps building. And then as soon as possible, I want to get them around the group at a bigger event, which is why we do the thing in Dallas once a month, why we do the summit, why they do convention, is to move people through the process so every step they go, they get a bigger vision from talking to you at a coffee shop or over the phone to meeting 8 or 10 people to meeting, you know, 80 or 90 people to meeting 300 people. There's that bigger vision, which is why we connect people in with those events. And if you notice, I didn't tell you you have to fire hose people. You have to know everything about Niken. I said you connect people in with the tools that already exist. We connect. You facilitate. You move people from step to step so that they can get a bigger vision, so that they can understand what they want and how we can help them get it. And I'm going to go back to what Julie Tara said, because a lot of people have joined the call in the last 20 or 25 minutes. You can't carry people. You can't. But you can run with them. And understand that from the beginning, that you're looking for people with, as she said again, the shiny faces, that smile, that you connect with, that seem to like it, and then want to do something about it. And if you feel yourself, or you're giving energy to people and they're not responding, and you're still cramming cards in their hand, you can't be oblivious to people. You got to understand, nobody wants your card after 2 seconds. You may as well just light it on fire yourself. You got to get that person saying, wow, what is it? That sounds really great. How do I find out about that? Almost make them pull it out of your hand. Learn how to connect with people and feel their energy and understand when they're leaning into you versus when you're leaning into them. And then move them through the process when they're leaning forward looking for information, not trying to push people into the next phase of the process. And remember, your gut always overrules all rules. Your energy and enthusiasm will sign up more people than every tool we've got. When I was brand new in Niken, all we told people was, man, I am fired up. This is how we're going to make our fortune. This is a real big deal. Paige and I are going to jam this thing. I cannot wait to come over and show you what we're doing. And I would go over and fumble my way through a crummy presentation, but I did it with a smile on my face, and people flocked to it. I'm not having to, let me send you an email to facilitate your attending the preview to see if you would like to purchase a bed. That isn't going to get it done. It's them feeling something from you, no matter what your personality is. The point where you get real with people and just say, man, this is what I'm doing. This is where we're going. And I'd love to share it with you and see if you'd like to go there too. And almost get that man on a mission or woman on a mission feeling. That's what's going to lock the power of your 90-day planner. Be a person on a mission. When you're talking to people, yeah, go ahead, cowboy.
In this process, I'd like to do something that you did before for our group when we were in Waco. We can schedule maybe a time where we can get the groups together. You know, wherever they are and whatever, you know how, you know what I'm talking about, just scheduling together where you and Paige can sit down with their teams and help them formulate a plan like you did before.
That's one of the things we're going to do on April 21st.
Okay, good, because that's going to really help out a lot of our people.
Well, one thing also, Steve, this planner was written from what we did up there with that. If you were, the most important two things in the planner are to shoot for that 10 people coming into your business a month, and then to understand that you want to make the 5 contacts a week, and then to understand if you're below silver, you need to have that goal of about 7,000 points. If you know those three basic things, 10 a month, shoot for the 7,000, and hit your 5 new contacts a week, if you're doing those three primary functions, you really don't need a whole lot of other goal setting. I mean, you really don't. I mean, that's going to get it done. And by the way, if you don't set the other two goals and you get 10 people a month coming into your business, you guys realize everything else can take care of itself anyway.
Right.
The fewer people you have, the more you have to work to hit your goals. The more people you have, and it all goes back to, you know, what Reed Nelson said, say less to more people. Our inclination usually is to say more to less people. Guys, stay away from the science. Stay away from the in-depth product garbage. You're going to kill yourself with that. You'll sign up one person with that. You may make a giant sale out of the deal, but you're going to do it at the expense of the other nine prospects. You know, stick on the side of vision and energy and where you're going and connect people in and really be conscious of, number one, listening to what people say, but number two, being in tune with the people that are positive and give you good energy back, and kind of work with people that you just kind of like, and you guys will find your business will roll. If you feel like, oh man, this person's kind of beating me up and I'm going to try to find some way to convince them, stay away from that. You know, that's going to take you away from your 10 people coming in a month too. The natural inclination is for us, because we like to be liked and we want to convince people, is to get tied up with one or two. What I'm telling you guys, and some of you right now are probably saying, where am I going to meet 10 people? If you're asking that question, your why isn't sufficient yet. Because what you're saying is, I want to build Niken, but the energy it would take for me to do it is bigger than what I want to exert to meet 10 people. Because if your why was big enough, you wouldn't be asking, where am I going to meet 10 people? Because if your why was big enough, you would already be searching for the solution. If your kid was out in traffic and going to get run over by a truck, you wouldn't sit there and quibble with the price. You would just run out there and move them. If you need to talk to 5 to 10 people a week and that stresses you out somehow, what you're really saying is the price is too high for what you want. Because if you want something, the price... To talk to 5 to 10 people a week to make the kind of money you can make in Niken is such a low price that if it seems like a high price, I'm going to ask you to check your why. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yep.
Yeah, if you're struggling with, where am I going to get it? You guys will find that you can get so much peace in your business if you just put down the fact that, yeah, it's probably going to take me some work for a while and just accept it. Once you come to that point of peace, like we got this April 21st meeting. There's people on this call thinking, I got to drive there, and it's all the way up in Austin, and gas is $4 a gallon. You understand that you're not going to get anything coming to that meeting anyway, so just don't come. I mean, don't come. And if the meeting ends at 4 and it's 2 o'clock and you want to leave, don't come. And you guys understand I'm telling you that because I love you, because that can't help you anyway. Okay, I want you to have the attitude that, hey, listen, man, this is my shot at freedom, and then you're not going to quibble with what it takes to get it built. You're going to make your plan. You're going to execute it. If it's hard, hey, man, that's the price of succeeding. If success was easy, everybody at Walmart trucking around on a scooter would be successful. It's not easy to be successful. I'm going to tell you that flat out. This is the simplest, most efficient, powerful way I've ever seen to do it. This is the way that helps the most people I've ever seen. This is the way that's the smartest. This is the way that makes me feel best about myself. But it's not easy to be successful. If you think it's not a challenge to be self-employed, there's a reason why so many doofuses out there work for somebody else and mail it in and are 55 years old letting some 30-year-old manager tell them they can't take a Saturday off. If I'm 55 years old and some 30-year-old kid's telling me I can't take Saturday off, I've given up somewhere along the way and taken a knee that I'll never get off of. The people that will build this business are the people that won't take a knee. And then if I tell you you got to make 5 to 10 contacts a week, you're not bitching and moaning about how hard the work is. You're making 5 contacts. You guys understand the energy I'm trying to let? I'm trying to tell you all the vibration you're going to need to make it. That's the zone you're going to have to play in. Now, you may not be in that zone yet, and I'm glad you're here. Because this team is going to set... You guys understand what Pathfinders Free really is? Let me tell you what it really is. It is a place where that zone is shown, and that zone is vibrated, and that zone is presented as the model so that other people at various stages of belief have something to model to say, that's what I want to be a part of. What you guys are really doing is we're taking the top 10 percenters and we're going to set them up on teams and we're going to have collective excellence going worldwide. So if you're on this call thinking, man, I've never done anything like this, that's cool. That's why community is one of our pillars of Pathfinders. We're going to surround you with people that are doing it. We're going to believe in you enough for both of us. And then your belief is going to build by belief comes from confidence and competence. Just because I'm confident I can do something doesn't mean I'm competent to do it. And just because I'm competent doesn't mean I'm confident. We're really building confidence and competence collectively. And I have found when you surround people who are maybe a little shaky by people who are committed, the whole elevation of the team raised by proxy. And that's what we're really all about here. So, as you're hearing these goals, I want you guys to set aggressive goals. I want you to have fun with this. I want you to use it to empower you. And we want you to go out and build a really big business and have the self-discipline to do the work. The discipline. I was so tired yesterday sitting in that gold training. Honest to gosh, I had to shake my head to stay awake. I mean, oh my gosh, my wife, and I was telling Patient, I'm just in awe of her and what she did this week, because, guys, when I get a hangnail, I'm knocked out. She's 6 months pregnant, working 15-hour days. I was in awe of her this weekend, and it was because she wasn't quibbling with the price, she was just doing the work. So, you know, there's freedom in doing the work. There's freedom in it. And the last thing I'm going to tell you is be inspired. Man, just like an Olympic athlete training to go to the Olympics, even though they're working hard and they're sweating and they're running around the track, there's a divine inspiration in that, that you just feel like you're accomplishing something. And that feeling, visualizing when you're getting your silver pin or your gold pin, visualizing leaving your job when you're doing the work, there's something really beautiful. That's why we love the stories like Rudy and Rocky, because we love to see the price they paid to stand there on the top of those steps and put his boxing gloves up in the air. You guys understand that you guys are all going to get to have those moments because you're in this business. And that is the best place that the human soul can be, is enjoying the moment of accomplishment. And the accomplishment wouldn't mean squat if you didn't have to work to get it. So when we saw Christina get her silver pin on Friday night, the reason Paige and I were so moved, besides the fact that she's a very dear friend of ours, is because she accomplished it. And everybody got on their feet to cheer because everybody in that room appreciates the fact that she earned that. And I want you all to have that moment. And by the way, did I mention, you're going to get paid a lot of money for doing it. So that's what I've got to say about that. And I didn't do a very good job of including everybody tonight because I'm whipped. I wanted to bang through the information. We're going to be getting a lot of people involved in the call. But does anybody have any thoughts or comments before we shut down? And I kind of got on a soapbox there a little bit, but I just wanted to, so there you go.
My fault.
Awesome. Paige, you have anything you want to add, honey? And I'm sorry, I wanted to include you in some things earlier, and I kind of started going off because I'm deliriously tired.
I'm impressed. It's all right. I think it was a great call, and I'm looking forward to next week's call, and I'm pretty sure everybody is pumped about it as well. And again, congratulations to Christina for going silver at the summit.
Well,
and congratulations to Ken and Byra Anderson for receiving the first ever inaugural Eagle Award from Ken and Donna Hankins.
That's awesome. Yay. A big cheer for Ken and Byra, everybody. All right. And let me say, I'm getting asked a lot. The 90-day planner is on pathfinders.biz. Go to the Monday WebEx page. It's at the top. It is our guide for the Pathfinders 3 program. All right? If you guys saw me right now unshaven and Under Armour clothes with glasses on and my hair sticking up, I look like Frankenmurph. So I'm glad at least if it sounded okay. So that's good. Right? All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go and fall into a Rumpelstiltskin sleep. Next week, we launch Pathfinders 3 at 9 o'clock. We're not going to launch it at 8 because we want to launch it properly. We're going to launch it at 9 as a team, and we are going to blow it out. So you guys ready to go? And then do not forget April 21st. All of you are invited. The live team is needed. okay? So the live team is needed to be there. Everybody's invited, and everybody that comes will be included, okay? So it's going to be a blast, and if you ever want to be a part of a movement that's going to revolutionize this industry, it's going to be this group of people. So that's all I got to say about that. Do you guys have a good night?
Yes.
We love you. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon, and God bless every single one of you. Have a huge April, a huge week. Start fast. You will finish huge. Start fast. Finish huge. Start small. Finish medium. Start fast. Finish huge. Okay?
Ooh, yeah. Finish huge. Bye.
All right, guys. God bless. Have a great night. Bye.